In less than 24 hours, it will be legal for adults age 21 and older to possess and use marijuana in Massachusetts. State lawmakers are expected to make some changes to the act approved by 54% of voters last month in the ballot question, but House and Senate leaders said this week that there will be no attempt to delay the beginning of legalization, which includes the right to grow pot at home. There's a lot to absorb as Massachusetts begins this historic and some would say risky change, and joining us to explain just what will happen, as well as when and what the legislature may amend, is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Hi, Martha.
Good morning, Bob.
So what'll be different as of tomorrow?
Adults will be able to possess up to an ounce in public, although they can't smoke in public. At home, you'll be able to have up to 10 ounces, although 9 is supposed to be locked away. Also at home, Bob, an individual can grow 6 plants. That's up to 12 per household. But Bob, there are some caveats. So if you rent, your landlord can say no weed allowed. And if you live in subsidized housing, marijuana may still be banned. One more thing, Bob. If you're under the age of 18, you'll still pay a fine for being in possession of any amount of marijuana. And the penalties for anyone who sells or distributes marijuana remain.
I think all of this raises a natural question. Where does one get marijuana, Martha?
Well, the law does allow gifts of marijuana up to 1 ounce. The act does not allow for commercial sales, though, so you won't actually be able to walk into a store in Massachusetts and buy marijuana before January 2018. And this is one of the places where we may see a delay. The legislature, under the guidance of Treasurer Deb Goldberg, are talking about rolling back some of the start dates that would affect when stores could open.
It is my understanding that Colorado has had several hundred fixes that they've had to do. So we want to learn from their mistakes, and we want to get it right the first time.
Now, Bob, some of the existing medical marijuana dispensaries say they actually could be ready to start selling marijuana right now. They're already regulated by the state. They already have the growing and infrastructure and all of that stuff set up. But I don't think anybody is talking about allowing commercial sales in those facilities yet.
All right, let me ask another question about the legislature. What else are lawmakers looking at to amend or add to the Marijuana Act?
One of the big things is the tax rate. State lawmakers and Treasurer Goldberg think we'd be leaving too much money on the table if we didn't increase the marijuana tax rate here. The legislature is also talking about adding members to this new Cannabis Control Commission that would oversee the whole marijuana industry. Right now, the law says there would be 3. They may make that 5. And in addition, the legislature is talking about adding some rules about driving under the influence. Right now, there's no guidance in that regard in the act.
At WBUR, we've been getting questions from readers and listeners about the new marijuana law. One is, why do lawmakers get to change the law, the ballot question that was passed with a clear majority of voters?
Well, the short answer is because they can. You know, it's a law, and they can amend any law that's on the books. What the legislators say is that they think it's their responsibility to make this law as strong as possible. But the question there, in my mind, Bob, is will the legislators face some backlash? And I think we're definitely hearing some caution in that regard, notably from Senate President Stan Rosenberg, who said he voted for the measure himself.
We hear the voters voted. We want to work with them because we're going to need to make some changes in the law.
So Bob, Rosenberg and others are wary of angering voters, while at the same time they think they have a responsibility to make some changes.
Many people who contacted us are also wondering, what does this broad legalization of marijuana, recreational marijuana, mean for the state's medical marijuana law, the dispensaries and the patients who hold cards to get medicinal marijuana?
So some lawmakers are talking about combining oversight of the two markets. For the moment, assuming that they stay separate, the medical marijuana dispensaries stay open. They get preference when it comes time to opening commercial stores. But in practice, this is going to be really tricky, Bob, because the medical dispensaries are nonprofit. The commercial will be for-profit. The medical have to follow patient safety rules, HIPAA, privacy protection rules. The commercial side does not. Now, if you have a medical marijuana card, you'll keep it. And as long as you're buying marijuana using that card, you don't pay taxes whereas if you're buying commercially, you do. So there's a lot to be worked out there.
Well, Martha Biebinger, thanks a lot for coming in. I know that you and Steve Brown up at the State House are going to peer through the smoke of the new marijuana law as it goes into effect, keeping on top of it tomorrow and beyond. Thanks a lot.
Yes, Bob, we'll try to keep things as clear as possible. Thanks very much.